In the backdrop of a stormy night, the divine child is born in the most forbidding ambience of a prison cell. A crescendo pointing to the most dramatic harbinger of triumph, of good over evil at the very outset. The Lord who preserved the world and its essential goodness during his many avatars earlier, takes the most human and memorable journey as Krishna, walking the earth amidst mortal creatures. Krishna's birth itself sets the tone of his most dramatic and awe-inspiring life story. At the preordained and pre-announced moment, Krishna, the divine child, was born in captivity within the hostile ambience of a prison cell. While Kansa, his villainous uncle, waited in vain to kill him, the child was safely transported across the turbulent Yamuna by his father Vasudev. Krishna, as the naughty and adorable Bal Gopal, was brought up by foster mother Yashoda, and their relationship of supreme affection is celebrated with undiminished fervor and sentiment till today. Remembered fondly as the plunderer of butter and the stealer of hearts, his Bal Leela has been an enduring subject of song and poetry. As was to be expected, the growing years of Krishna are punctuated with many events that mark his periodic transcendence and provide glimpses into his divine identity. His triumph over the evil Rakshashi Putana and the snake demon Kalia, his lifting of the Govardhan Hill to protect multitudes from storm and rain, and ultimately the killing of the arch-villain Kans, playing out the essential and compelling chemistry of life, that of romantic love, while also symbolizing the dynamic relationship between Purush and Prakriti. Krishna keeps the gopis of Vrindavan in a state of romantic trance as he singles out the beauteous Radha as his chosen one, thus creating the enduring legend of Radha Krishna as the embodiment of romance beyond human or divine realms. As he attains manhood, Krishna decides to renounce Brajbhumi, leaving the gopis pining for him. But then, it is time for his royal duties and his great political role to unfold in distant Dwarka. As perhaps the most prominent avatar of Lord Vishnu, Sri Krishna is both loved and revered by Hindus over millennia. His personality spans the widest range of myth and reality, bridging the expanse that separates and links human existence with divine dalliance. India is indeed blessed to realize and even remember that God actually walked upon this land in human form. Ultimately, as the epic Mahabharata unfolds, Krishna, the Supreme Lord and Master, orchestrates the chain of events symbolized by his taking of the reins of Arjun's chariot as Parthasarathi in the great battle between good and evil. To motivate the reluctant Arjun in the battlefield and thereafter countless lesser mortals in the arena of life, Krishna reveals his magnificent cosmic form and inspires the timeless contents of the Bhagavad Gita with the enlightening advice to perform one's duties with a sense of detachment to rewards and walk the path of devotion and surrender to God. After the triumph of good over evil in Kurukshetra, and then as Dwarka is claimed by the sea, his mission accomplished, the avatar departs quietly. But yes, his promise of returning from time to time in order to rescue the righteous and destroy the miscreants reverberates.